song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's our first full week of May, and glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk a little soccer, we're going to talk a little football, we're going to talk a little horse racing, and whatever else. Of course, we're going to be getting into baseball and the playoffs, and I will even say there must have been a great hockey game yesterday as it went into triple overtime. So glad you're with us on this Monday. Wayne Geralds from the Touchdown Club. They've got a big event going on in Kearney tonight. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we're going to talk with Hastings girls soccer coach Chris Ludwig, because the tournaments get underway today. Districts get underway today. They'll play tomorrow because they're, you know, pretty darn good. But that's coming up today already. And again, with the 31st falling on a Sunday, and Memorial Day is always obviously the first or the last Monday of the month. But with the last Monday being the earliest that it could possibly be, that is screwing up the entire sports calendar in the month of May. Everything will seem like it's early. Soccer, early. It's a week early. Track, early, because state is before Memorial Day, because we can't have it after Memorial Day, because they wouldn't know how to do that. Baseball, early. Everything will be early. Golf, well, it's about the same time as always because it will follow Memorial Day. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, but a lot of postseason spring stuff is going to be done by the time we get back on the air next Monday. We'll be down to track and golf and then state soccer. But that's what's coming up here. And tennis, of course, going on as well. There's just a ton of things that are going on here in the home stretch. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson with you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Glad to have you with us on this Monday. Hello, Daddy.
Douglas. Was the greatest 2 minutes of sports the greatest 2 minutes this year? Or no. Are you disappointed?
I'm hugely disappointed. But somebody that is not hugely disappointed, Steve Anderson, who has been just firing things off to me, and I hope he's listening here today, because it's get away from Fauner and move on to Lincoln and things. But I think this race was distracted a little bit by the off track and a lot by the favorite I Want Revenge not in the race. My thought is, how in the world can the best three-year-olds, say what you will, but 20 of the best three-year-olds in the world run a race, and you have a 50-to-1 long shot win the race by 6.25 lengths? That they could run that race 20 more times, I can't see how this horse would ever win it again. I know that's the beauty of the sport, but no. And I said, while we're watching the race, I said, they probably won't even run this horse in the Preakness. First thing out, we don't know if we're going to. Now, this morning they said if the horse is healthy, they will run the horse in the Preakness. Well, you think? But your thoughts?
Well, you know, like you said, I guess this is one of the horses that I immediately would have thrown out and rule out as never having a chance. Okay, he was the Canadian champion as a two-year-old. I guess maybe you could say, well, as a two-year-old, he finished last in a juvenile race, you know, at the Breeders' Cup. How do you rebound like that? I want to know, as a favorite, how Freezing Fire can come out of the gate. Obviously, they train him coming out of the gate. You've got races under your belt. And in the biggest race in the world, you come out of the gate and get hurt. Immediately. The horse was never right. Finishes 18th out of 19th. Basically pull him up. And then as they're coming for home, Calvin Burrell, who's made a living And people tell you, if you're a horse racing fan, of sneaking along the rail and somehow finding a hole, it's like a rocket. Once he had that hole, I mean, if the race would have been another quarter of a mile, he would have won it by 20.
Well, and as you'll hear later, he was dead last halfway through the race. And so it wasn't the old mud getting kicked in your face type deal. He may have been far enough back that he wasn't getting any mud in his face. But he makes the move, he wins the race, and pays an ungodly $103.20 ticket for the win. And, of course, as many people have described, as we were at Fawner, there was not a whole lot of... It was just kind of quiet. Nobody knew who won the race, really, what the horse was. Nobody had mine. Nobody, obviously, had winning tickets there. I mean, the only way I can think you had a winning ticket is if you put Pioneer of the Nile on top and on second. You know, you just box the 16 for $40 or $38 or 30, I guess, $6 with a horse scratched and hit that. But a $2 exacta that paid over $2,000, a $2 trifecta, and let's face it, I don't think anybody bets those anymore, but the dollar trifecta would have been over 25 or would have been over 20,000 and some odd change for a dollar try.
Yeah, I think if you would have put all in the trifecta, I believe it would have cost you $20,000 and you get back $47,000. Or $41,000. So
no, $41 for a $2.
Okay, so you basically broke even on the the superfecta would have cost you $92,000.
But again, remember, this was like the biggest long shot to win the race since 1916. Everybody's smart 5 minutes or half hour after the race. But remember, Big Brown did win the race last year, and the exacta was $110. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. The horse racing industry needs this from time to time. There is no way we will have a Triple Crown winner this way, this year. There is no way.
And I think...
How'd our picks do?
Terrible.
Now, I Want Revenge, so basically that scratches my entire race because that's who I selected was I Want Revenge. And so I had that on top.
I just had him.
Well, I know, it was right on top this morning. Imagine that. I Want Revenge was scratched from the race. So that left me with Dunkirk, and Dunkirk didn't do well. And then Papa Clem.
Fourth.
And my long shot, I'm not going to be sad about my long shot. I mean, yeah, it didn't hit the board, but Summer Bird did finish sixth. And, you know, maybe if this horse runs again, I'm going to get on him again.
Regal Ransom was one of the Sheik's horses that I actually, that's when I got to the window, that was the one horse that I singled out and I did bet.
He was eighth.
He finishes eighth. Freezing Fire, Hurt, Done, 18th, and then Dunkirk also at 11th with you. 11 with you.
So that's the Kentucky Derby, and that's the way things broke down there. Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Just since they're talking about it this morning, a quick thought. Before we catch up with Hastings coach Chris Ladwig here on the Doug and Daddy Show, do you want to see Brett Favre play another down in the NFL?
Haven't we been through this before?
I do not. Commissioner Roger Goodell should step up and say, you've retired. You are not allowed to ever play in the National Football League again. Quit this dog and pony show. I don't want to see him play again. I like Brett Favre. I'm tired of it. I don't want to see him play again. You know what? And guess what, Vikings? I'm not sure that you, if you're a Viking fan, I'm not sure you won. What did he actually do for the Jets? He had a 6-touchdown game. Outside of that, look what he did. He had a
decent 10-game season.
They won some games.
But his body couldn't handle a full season of football.
Well, do you want somebody like that?
No.
Okay.
That's basically why. If his body could handle it, I wouldn't mind Brett Favre. But he proved a year ago he couldn't. The Jets were in a perfect position going into what, week 11 and 12? Couldn't get it done. And it couldn't get it done because Brett Favre couldn't get it done, period.
And don't tell me that Brett Favre would have to do less with Adrian Peterson and Chester Taylor. He had an ample running back. I mean, Thomas Jones, all pro. What do you want?
Leon Washington,
let's face it, the Jets had a solid running game as well. Well, we are ready to talk a little postseason because, as we said at the top of the show, unbelievable that high school soccer districts begin for some teams as early as today. And one of those teams that get things going this week, they're ranked sixth in the Lincoln Journal Stars updated rankings today, the Hastings Lady Tigers. And we are pleased to be joined this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show by their head coach, Chris Ladwig. And, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're glad to have you on. Is it too early to be playing the postseason already? I can't believe this.
I know. I was actually talking about that yesterday with some people about how early it is and how the season has flown by, and we're already at districts.
Chris, when does school get out?
Actually, for our seniors, they get out this week.
That's what I was going to say.
What's that?
I was just going to say, some schools, the seniors are getting out this week, and school wraps up for most everybody else. What, have we got about 10 days of school left?
Roughly, somewhere in there.
Have you been coaching long enough to see this Memorial Day push things up this far?
Not really, no. This is last year, it just seemed like the season went probably a month longer, but now, you know, we're here ready, and hopefully the girls are ready, and we'll get rolling tomorrow.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your district and where you think that you'll be fitting in. You're playing in the B5 district that's going on at Seward, and you will be the top seed. You'll get either York or Crete, and Seward and Northwest are in there. And let's face it, right now, as far as the teams, you are going to be the overwhelming favorite. Do you embrace that role?
Yeah, you know, I think looking at our district, I think we have a decent chance of coming out of it if we go in and play well. We haven't been able to score many goals lately. That's one thing I'm worried about. But I think, you know, our defense has been playing very well recently, and we haven't let many goals in, which could be a big thing for us coming into this weekend or coming into this week. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, York or Crete, we've already played York once this year, so hopefully we can perform how we did against them the first time. And if we get Crete, we'll see what they're like and see what happens.
Chris, I know the girls can't look at the big picture. When you look at the big picture, how many teams at State are vying for a title?
I think legitimately, I would say probably five or six. I think right now you have to look at Scutt and Gretna and say they've got to be the two odds-on favorites to come out of State possibly winners. Gretna did beat Scutt earlier this year. But I think right now, to be honest, I think Scutt is probably the best team in Class B. But it depends on how they play and on any certain day.
Chris Ludwig, he's the head girls soccer coach at Hastings High School, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, 9-5, all of those losses, I believe, coming to teams that are in Class A. So you have played definitely a lot of tough competition and seen some good teams. And, of course, battling Lincoln Northeast to a 1-0 this past weekend. Are you pleased with how the team is playing heading into districts?
Yeah, I'm pleased. You know, like I said, we're not finishing well right now. That's one thing that we've been working on for at least the last week and a half. I thought we had some opportunities against Lincoln Northeast. We played the night before against Grand Island, had a tough match against them, beat them 1-0, had some good opportunities. We just didn't finish. And then we went up and we played Lincoln Northeast at 8:30 in the morning, which is tough coming off of a win the night before and have to get up at 6 o'clock next morning and jump on a bus and find a way to go win a game. You know, we weren't the best that day. Nobody really had much energy, but I kind of blame the 8:30 start for that and the game the night before because Grand Island did push us. But you know, right now I think we're playing okay. I think we need a little more confidence. Hopefully we can get that the first game and then hopefully we can come out with a nice W tomorrow afternoon and then go into the district final on a high.
Chris, I guess at the start of the season, you look at the Class A teams, you think, yeah, we really like this. In hindsight, would you have played that many Class A teams?
I like it. I think, you know, we're fortunate enough to be able to play them. It does give us extra points in the wild card race. That's one reason why I do like it. I think we were a bit unfortunate not to come out a few of those games on top. You know, we beat a very good Norfolk team earlier this season. We've had some good wins against some of the Class A teams, but we haven't played well against them. So hopefully, you know, now that we're focused all on Class B teams, that we can focus on that and realize that we can play and we're a good team and see how far we can go this year.
Chris, you're led in scoring this year by Mel Johnson. Tell us a little bit about her.
Mel last year led us in assists, and she was second in goal scoring last year. We knew this year that she's going to have to do a lot for us, and she's performed fantastic. She's been knocked up all year with an injury, so she's been struggling. She's been hobbling along. She started off the season with a groin injury. She's had some very good games, and teams know that she's going to score goals, so they've been kind of keying on her. We just got to get a few other girls hot and get them scoring. And I think, you know, combine everything all together, we could be a good team going forward.
Then in goal, Kaylin Cook has had a pretty solid year for you.
Kaylin's been brilliant this year. Last year, I thought she had an okay year. She wasn't fantastic. This year, she's been fantastic. She's come up with some huge saves. We have a very young back line with our back four that we have back there. But, you know, they've done everything they could. And now that Kaylin's had a fantastic year, you know, hopefully she can continue that for us and we can kind of ride her back and then ride Mel along with Allison Kern and Jesse Barton going forward.
Chris, this is a team that made it to state last year, and unfortunately, I guess you drew Pius in a pretty strong, strong Class B field. If you're going to get back to the state tournament, what's the one thing, obviously, you're going to have to keep doing well this week in districts?
I think we got to continue to play defense. You know, Kaylin's had 7 shutouts this year, which has been fantastic for her. You know, if we can continue that, she can, you know, continue making saves for us. And then finally, I think the biggest thing is finishing and putting the ball in the back of the net. We've had a great year in the midfield. I think we've been doing a great job of keeping the ball, keeping possession of the ball. And when we struggle against teams that outpossess us, and when that happens, we don't get as many shots, and we can find ways to put the ball in the back of the net. We can be successful, and we have to focus on that and make sure that's something that we do going forward from here on out.
Hey, Chris, best of luck. We'll continue to follow you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I look forward to catching up with you perhaps before state.
I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck. Chris Ladwig, head Hastings girls soccer coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Only 2 of their 14 games have they given up more than 1 goal in regulation. So this is a team that has played some very tough competition, played a lot of Class A competition. They've lost to state-rated Lincoln Northeast by 1 goal twice over the weekend, lost to them earlier in the season in overtime, lost to Kearney 1-0, and then lost to Lincoln North Star and North Platte. Games that they did score more than 1 goal against them in regulation. But that's what's going on for Hastings girls. They will play tomorrow at noon. So let's see. We got school. Let's play at noon on a Tuesday in Seward. In districts. Okay, that's fine. Hastings will play the York Crete winner at noon, and Northwest will play Seward at 2 o'clock. For the Hastings boys, they will be in action tomorrow against either Northwest or Nebraska Lutheran at 6 o'clock in Seward. So you want to go watch Hastings soccer, you have to go at noon, and you have to stick around till 6 to watch all of that. The finals are set for Thursday. The Kearney Catholic teams will get underway at home today. Both play at 4:30. The boys against Gehring. The girls will play Lexington. Those games up at Baldwin. And then the A7 districts also getting underway up at Baldwin today. On the boys' side, Kearney and Norfolk at 5. Grand Island and North Platte at 7. On the girls' side, they will get things underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Grand Island plays Norfolk, and Kearney plays North Platte with those finals on Wednesday. Again, aren't there a lot of fields up there?
About, what, 3? There's 3 of them at least.
It's interesting. Kearney gets to host 2 districts, so they have to start playing at 1 in the afternoon.
Well, beats the hell out of Scott's Bluff hosting 2.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Wayne Garltz from the Touchdown Club is going to join us to talk about a big event coming up. And when we come back, we're not done with the Kentucky Derby. Back after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up. You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from 2 names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922.
Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Change. That seems to be the theme at this time of our history. Change can be good. Is it possible you've outgrown your current financial advisor? That growth could lead you to a bank with a history of excellence in our agricultural society. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, 125 years of serving Nebraska rural and urban businesses. First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
You can count on us, First Bank and Trust.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're counting down to Tuesday at 9 a.m. when ESPNSuperstation.com activates your easy button. Tuesday on ESPNSuperstation.com. Look for the easy button.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
The chicken coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the chicken coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop. Sports bar and grill, baby.
Here's a look at our forecast. We'll have partial clearing at times with scattered rain showers and storms developing later today. As we'll continue to have this cold front approaching us from the west, we'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the upper 60s. For tonight, scattered rain showers and storms becoming more numerous with a low near 50 degrees. Currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Coming up, we're going to talk a little Husker football, and we've got a lot more to tell you as well. But, of course, it's time to concentrate as well on the summer sports season with baseball and softball, and Misco Sports is the place to be, whether it's little kids or big kids. Misco's has everything you need with baseball and softball shoes, ball gloves, bat bags. They've got the catcher's equipment, hitting nets and training supplies, batting helmets, and, of course, uniforms and hats. As we wind down the school year and it's time to get ready for the travel teams of the Little League or the Legion Baseball, get a hold of Steve and the gang at Misco so they can get your order in. And how embarrassing is it if you don't have your stuff for game one, Tony?
Oh, it's sickening because you can't even practice.
I don't care if the shortstop can't pick up the ball. As long as he's got his uniform on, you're going to, that's step one in the right direction. So get that taken care of. The gang at Misco's is there for you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. And if it's getting a little nicer where you can get out and do some walking and running, they've got the shoes, the shorts, T-shirts, hats, whatever you need to look good and feel good while you're enjoying the games or working out this summer at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Well, Carl Crawford just stole another base. What was that?
Six stolen bases yesterday, and only one did they even make a throw on. Did you notice that? Only one of the six was even a throw. There was only one throw, I think, on
one that went to center field.
Bases.
Huh. I did not realize that. Well, Wakefield, what's he throwing at about 58? Was it Wakefield just floating them in there? Wasn't Wakefield?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they're all Kirby's big looping curveballs, and he just take off.
And here's another thing, because we do have ESPN Sports Center on in the background. I think it is time for someone, and he's still coming back off injury. But you know what? There wasn't a whole lot going on yesterday. There was some disappointing for as much buildup as there was to the weekend. How disappointing was the weekend? You had a Kentucky Derby where you left a scratch in your head. You had a title fight that sucked between Pacquiao and Hatton. That was just terrible.
Where's Rock and Rusty on that one?
Do you get your
face? And in
face
his defense, Teddy Atlas did pick Hatton as well.
Well, I'm just saying, though, it wasn't even a fight. It was nothing. It was over in the first round, TKO second round. And then you got Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. But Tiger Woods, when is he going to start putting together rounds on Sunday when he's not in the lead? This isn't even a major. And the guy's just falling all over themselves to let him in the tournament yesterday, and he shoots even par 72. The kid can't putt right now. He can't putt, and it's killing him. And how many times do you see him get on the first tee and he hits a shot about as wild as I do. I mean, he is way in the trees.
You don't warm up in your defense.
No. Warming up, that would take time. They slave drive me around here. I'm lucky to make my tee time. He's out there for an hour and a half working before tee off. Tiger Woods, major disappointment. I just, when are people going to start standing on that and saying, you know, for as great as he is, you know, I don't think anybody wants to ruffle Tiger's feathers on the national scene, although it's funny when David Faraday interviewed him afterwards yesterday and called him a loser, right to his face, but I think that was more in fun. I think Tiger knows he's got some work to do.
Well, you get TPC this week.
Yeah, he won't win it. No way.
No way.
No way. Chalk it up right now.
Oh, great.
Chalk it up right now, brother.
Looks like a 7-shot victory for Tiger this weekend, Derek.
I was just surprised that he couldn't get anything done. Here's a guy that drives that par for a 14th and three putts for a par. You know, just every time he looked like he was going to do something, it made for a disappointing, although Sean O'Hare is the next great golfer on this tour. There is no doubt about it. This guy is going to be good, good, good.
Okay, so you got the disappointment in Tiger. You've got the Kentucky Derby, which many people's eyes was disappointment. But then you go to rookie's mini camp and the building collapses on you?
Oh,
how terrible is that?
You go to Dallas Camp, you've got one scout paralyzed. You've got two or three more that are still in the hospital requiring
broken
surgery.
Back.
One with a broken back, one with a leg that's broken in more than one place. But supposedly, all the players got out of there. All the cameramen were safe. So these scouts, were they up on scaffolding watching something, or they were just congregating in the wrong spot of the building? Because that seems weird that these guys would get, it's just a bubble, right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the way big white. You know, you're going into a billion dollar stadium. Why don't you spend a couple hundred thousand on the practice facility?
Because this makes it look cool. See, this stuff isn't supposed to happen at the practice facility, Tony. See, when we were down there a couple years ago, they actually had some practice in San Antonio, and
yeah,
then they had it in California, and now this is just
Oxnard.
This is just a workout. I mean, this is not where they will hold
no
preseason camp.
But did you see the thing shaking? I mean, and they're
you
like,
don't expect anything like that.
Well, yeah, but when the speakers are,
I mean, imagine if you're in the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, you go, oh, yeah, we're pretty safe. Huh. Well, the doors are blowing off the building. Maybe we should get under some seats, see what happens here.
Watch out for that folding chair. It just flew over my head.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. People don't think that anything's ever really going to happen in these storms, do they, unless they've been through it before?
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see what happens. Well, let's get back to the point on reference here with the Touchdown Club of Nebraska coming to Kearney tonight. And, Daddy, I'm going to be honest. I had not heard the word Touchdown Club for a long, long time, and I don't know what the combination was. If it was, I think there's a lot of combinations. A, the coaching staff changes that we've had over the last 6 years. We've had three different, you know, Solich to Callahan and now to Bo Pelini. I'm not sure that you have to do this as much as you did in the past because, and I think this is the biggest reason, and Wayne will maybe touch on this a little bit, every game is televised, except maybe one. I mean, back in the day, Coach came out, brought the game film. I mean, a lot of people hadn't seen the game film unless you stayed up with Dick Janda or Mark Almond on Sunday night on 10-11 and watched the game. That was the only chance you got to watch 10 of the 12 games throughout the season, and it was a big deal. You came out and saw. You don't have to do that anymore.
Well, but it's nice to get back and get a little bit of personality, I think, involved. And Wayne, you can share a lot of great stories, but you go back to the Bob Devaney, Tom Osborne days. There are people in this community that got to meet those assistant coaches. And I know a gentleman that's going out to eat with John Melton tonight. You know, hasn't been back for a while. They're going out for supper. But the relationships were established all across the state and made the Touchdown Club one of the, I guess, one of the marquee venues or places where people went to get information.
That's true. Now, of course, we had the Big Red Boosters out here, and a lot of people confuse maybe this. As far as I know, this is the first time the Touchdown Club has had or have done this. I don't know if they've had to do it, but this is the first time they've actually reached out to the other part of the state. I mean, they have members all over the state, but basically, you know, people donate so they can get tickets. Hey, let's get real. I mean, that's why it's there. But we've got the coaches out to show films before. Like you said, it wasn't televised quite as often. But the one good thing, we got the inside stuff. you know, that, you know, we've had Mike Grant, Brian Washington, even when Turner Gill was an assistant. You know, they got some inside stuff that was kind of fun to hear about before anybody else did. Now, of course, there's only things, some things they could always tell you. But then they'd show the game film and they'd break it down even a little better than they did, like Janda and Allman and maybe the guys on Tuesday night. But you know, the culture has changed. I mean, some eras did not even want to do that. They didn't want to send coaches out. Now, Coach Osborne is a unique individual, as you guys well know, and he understood the point of getting people all over the state involved, whether it's a $5 donation or a $5 million donation. Tom Osborne knows, and he learned that from Bob Devaney, how important it is to keep everybody involved, and they feel they're a part of it. And maybe now, since Tom is back as being AD, maybe he had something to do with this. Let's reach out a little bit more, and let's bring these guys back, whether we have to or not.
Well, when it comes to Husker football, people want to know what's going on, even if they're still blogging and texting and tweeting and videos and all that going on out there. They want to get it from the source. So tell us a little bit about what is going on tonight.
Okay, tonight they're going to bring out, as far as I'm concerned, and you guys even know the staff, the new staff, better than I do. They're bringing the linebacker coach Mike Eckler out. And if I had to choose one guy to listen to on that entire staff, including Bo, I would listen to Mike Eckler. And, of course, he's a Nebraska native, but even though he did play in that purple place.
Yeah, I don't know where
that's hard to. But anyway, he's going to come out and speak, and I'm sure he'll talk about the spring game. He'll talk about what's going on inside the program, and I'm sure he'll answer questions. But this will give you a way to get to learn to know these guys. And then they're going to bring out some ex-players, actually basically mostly from the Osborne era, maybe some from the Solich, are kind of a crossover, with both the Uyghurs will be out, Eric and Zach. Phil Ellis is going to be back. Chris Dishman's going to be here. I think Monty Kratenstein's scheduled to be here. And Milt Tenneper's going to be here. And he's going to bring some former players, who I understand. I didn't say who they were. And I'm not going to announce anybody that I'm not sure, because I hate to say names and all of a sudden then they don't chew up.
Mike Rozier, Turner Gill, a lot of people are going to be in. Irving Fryer.
Some melonhead from Farwell. I don't know. Lauren Kaiser's going to be there. But I think he's just waiting tables, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's serving hors d'oeuvres.
He's probably eating the hors d'oeuvres.
Wayne Garrels is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, it's going on tonight at the Holiday Inn. The social hour begins at 6. The program begins at 7. This is for current members and prospective new members. That means anybody that wants to come out and see what's going on. Admission to the event is $10. And come in through the west entrance and check things out. And you can find out more at Huskers.com. But that is going on tonight. There's going to be a little live auction with some Nebraska memorabilia to I guess kind of get things going once again here. So there's gonna be a lot of neat things going on tonight at the Holiday, and again at 6 o'clock the program begins at 7 o'clock.
And they made a little bit of change. You might want to go through the e-stores. They put it in the Loper Room. Top it all off. I don't know why. A little irony there. But it's moved to the Loper Room. But there'll be plenty of space, and you do not have to have a ticket ahead of time. It's just $10 admission, and you know, no gender, age is you know. And it'll be a nice night. In fact, John Melton's going to be the MC, and I mean, it'll be worth your $10 just to see Eckler and Melton. I mean, that's, you know, the old linebacker coach and the new linebacker coach, the two eras maybe spliced together. And I think it's going to be a real fun evening. Like I said, you don't have to be a member of the Big Red Boosters. You're a member of the Touchdown Club, or you know, just be a prospective member, or if you just want to come and see what's going on. That's for $10, that's a pretty good deal.
Wayne, I don't want to put, you know, if you don't have an answer to this, that's fine. The Big Red Boosters, are they still active and trying to get back involved and doing more things like this?
We go to the back half of that. We are active, but we're not as active as we want to be, and we're going to try and get things going again. I'm going to do some things this summer. Hopefully we can do an event just before the football season. But I doubt that we'll be able to do the film series like we used to because of the charge and the cost that they do, and plus the time involved. Now they're holding coaches over till 7 o'clock at night at practice, where they can't get to Kearney, and it's a little bit far, and that's kind of a bad deal, because that was kind of the enjoyment of the whole thing. But there's some things, maybe we can get them out once a month or do some other things on the side. But we are going to try we're going to have to regenerate or do some other things, but we're going to try and get something started this fall.
Wayne Garrels joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, for the folks that may not know Wayne or know who Wayne is, he's been involved with Big Red Boosters here for, longer than either one of us have been involved, way, way back in the day when things like this.
Who was the first coach you got here, Wayne?
Coach Osborne and Devaney. And we had that deal where I put together this Bob Devaney's birthday party, and Barry Switzer brought in the birthday cake. And we're still thinking of doing something, putting out a DVD of that, because we got some great copy of that. And the greatest thing is when Bob Devaney had his, they showed it when he died, they showed some interviews, and they said that one of the greatest thrills he had during his career was when he came out to Kearney and Switzer brought out the birthday cakes. That made me feel pretty good. And to him to say that after all those things he'd done, that was a pretty good deal.
Well, it's a, I guess for lack of a simpler way to put it, those were simpler times. I mean, things don't happen today like they did in the Devaney era.
And between that era, between the Devaney and the well, and even Bill Byrne era, between Devaney and Tom Osborne era as ADs, the things really changed. I mean, it was all about something else rather than something else.
Money. Yeah.
And I think Tom, in fact, Tom's a unique individual, and he has turned, and I was dancing in the street when he took the job, you know, and I think that he does understand. He helped me get the thing started, actually, him and Bob both, and they understood what, you know, it's almost like kind of the Walmart theory. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to give $5 million. You can give $5 at a time, and you're just as important, whether you get to see the game or, like I said, now, lucky, a lot of people can see them on TV, but they understand the support now, and I'll have to admit, you know, I suppose Tom was probably making $100,000 when I started. Now the coaches are making $3 to $5 million, almost as much as you guys.
Yeah, damn near.
And pretty close.
And so, you know, it does make it. You've got to have more money, but you can get that, you know, a little bit at a time also. So, and maybe, I don't know if Tom had anything to do with the Touchdown Club coming back, but, you know, they contacted me, I suppose, because of, you know, my connections and what I've done before and, you know, and the people we've had in the club. But they're still trying to get new people.
Now, in this area, you go to Holdridge for a Touchdown Club. One of the Rich Remberg, mm-hmm. awfully involved there.
Right. Rich, in fact, Rich is the one that called me. And him and Digger Heiliger, in fact, we put on a deal. I shouldn't say we. I helped them put one on for when Charlie McBride retired out here. You know, they called and they thought this would be a bigger, you know, area. But they're the ones that thought it up and brought it out there. And I just kind of helped them put it on. And it's a this is a great area in the Midwest, you know, and we don't fight, you know, it's all important in, you know, the Midwest, with the heartland of the Husker. We call it Husker Heartland to begin with, you know, and there's a lot of support out here out west when they go find out, you know, that when they did those Husker, I forget what they called them, they bring them out like at the, I did one at the park when they brought, but that's when that was Frank's last year in the turn, but you know, it's everybody loves the Huskers. I mean, you know, and I think that it, if they get a chance to support, they will. If they can feel like they're being appreciated too, you know. And I don't think they were felt.
I guess one other question, kind of on the business side, and again, I don't know if you know the answer to this. We talk about maybe raising some money and where the money goes for tickets. When the Touchdown Club or Big Red Boosters are raising money, where do some of those funds go besides to fund the local organization?
Well, in fact, ours always, all of it went, other than the cost of expense, always went to the foundation, or which is the Husker Athletic Fund, and we gave it to them. Mm-hmm. Now, I assume this will go back to the Touchdown Club, which goes back into helping
scholarships.
Basically, what it is, it's all scholarships. And it's really all scholarships, because when it goes to the foundation, it doesn't just go football. Now, whether the Touchdown Club will probably answer some of those questions tonight, I'm assuming, because they're going to explain what's going on, why they're here, and what they're doing, but they're also going to want to have some fun. Like I said, they're going to have an auction with a baseball with Gordon and Chamberlain on the same ball. And
God, the value of that's going down.
But, you know, in fact, they weren't even going to do an auction, then they decided to do that. But the money goes basically for scholarships, because the rest of it's kind of taken care of with, you know, other donations, you know, people. But, you know, the cost of scholarships are going up too, you know. So, and I assume that that's what they'll explain why they need, but also that they want to explain how they can help you. If you help them, how they can help you. And I'm not sure what that is yet.
Well, it's all going on tonight. Touchdown Club, Nebraska's bringing it out. Mike Eckler, the linebacker coach, will be there. Retired linebacker coach John Melton, he is a funny man. He is a great man and a funny man. He's going to be the MC. Milt Tenneper is going to be there. As we said, former players Zach and Eric Wiegert, Lauren Kaiser, Phil Ellis, many, many more are going to be there tonight at the Holiday Inn in Kearney. Social hour at 6. Program begins at 7. Wayne, anything else the folks need to know?
No, and it'll be so informal. If you want to talk to these guys, get autographs and stuff, this is one of those great times to do that, because it's so informal, and they'll have time to hang around and spend some time with you. So if you've got any questions, so you can bring your kids if you want to, and I'm sure that it'll be a fun evening for them. And now they go back a ways. They're not bringing any current players, but, you know, I don't know that that's a big issue anyway. But Eckler is worth the $10 by himself, and so John, of course.
Well, we will look forward to being there. Wayne, thanks for coming in and discussing tonight's event with us.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on here. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Wayne Garlitz with the Big Red Boosters and talking about the Touchdown Club of the University of Nebraska. It's all going on tonight. We're going to be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
seems to me there's more to college than just hitting the books.
Nobody knows the Huskers any better than Sean Callahan, and he's bringing the latest game films, recruiting footage, and insider information to the Balls, Bullseyes, and Fanatics Tour, the BBF, brought to you by your BFF ESPN Radio Superstation. The Balls, Bullseyes, and Fanatics Tour featuring Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated is coming next week to your favorite sports bar. It's Tuesday, May 5th, Balls Sports Bar and Grill on State Street in Grand Island from 7 to 9. Wednesday, May 6th, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, West 2nd Street in Hastings from 4 until 6. Come early for burgers and 13 wings and beer for $3.99. Thursday, Fanatics on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, 7 until 9 o'clock. Come in early and enjoy pizza, wings, or burgers all in a non-smoking atmosphere. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for details. Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated coming next week to your favorite sports bars from ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When I met the attorneys who started LegalZoom.com, I sat down and said, herd listeners are not your typical sports talk junkies. They're entrepreneurs, business people, big idea people. They make it happen, which is why I've partnered with LegalZoom.com. If you're starting a business, whatever the size, even a work-from-home business, you can make it happen at LegalZoom.com. You need an LLC, an S-corporation, a partnership, or sole proprietorship. LegalZoom.com can help you do it quickly and easily. Once you got your business running, go to LegalZoom.com for your ongoing corporate and legal needs. Annual reports, tax ID numbers, and more. Take it to the next level at LegalZoom.com. It's not a law firm, but was started by a couple of top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout for an extra discount. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our forecast. We'll have partial clearing at times with scattered rain showers and storms developing later today. As we'll continue to have this cold front approaching us from the west, we'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the upper 60s. For tonight, scattered rain showers and storms becoming more numerous with a low near 50 degrees. Currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Can we pick up some Dynagro tonight?
I think you could. Certainly get to know a Dynagro dealer better. Or if you want to know one before tonight, 1-800-652-9298. Most of the corn's in the ground, so we're going to focus on soybeans. And the Dynagro no-till tough soybeans, they're Roundup-ready soybeans, but they're all bred to perform in a reduced tillage environment. Basically, you get those openers on your planter, you just take it through all the trash, all the garbage you want, get them in the ground, they're going to come up right through it. They're no-till tough at Dynagro. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagro seeds dealer today. Plenty of soybeans available still for your farming operations. Maybe you just need a few bags, maybe just a few bags short. Dynagro is where it's at. Remember, 1-800-652-9298.
A couple years ago, Minnesota Twins starter Scott Baker carried a no-hitter into the ninth inning against the Royals when they got a bloop single from one of your favorite Royals, Mr. Sweeney, in the ninth to break that up. Yesterday, one same Scott Baker had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning against the Royals, and it was 3-0 in favor of Minnesota. I think 4-0 in favor of Minnesota. And then a hit, Jose Guillen home run, a hit. Scott Baker, no-hitter, no shutout, no win. In fact, he takes the loss. Jose Guillen homers drive in 4 runs, and the Royals rally for a 7-5 win.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
And Kansas City wins another series.
They've won the last 2 series versus Minnesota, and they were bad last year against this team. I believe they 5-14 or something.
Bad news. But the Royals get the win. Now they come home for a unique 4-game homestand. 2 two-gamers. Chicago, then Seattle. So 2 games tonight, or two games over the next 2 nights with Chicago, and then the following 2 Seattle. 7:10 tonight here on ESPN Radio.
This makes perfectly good sense, doesn't it? You play Chicago today and tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, Seattle. Then the weekend, we're going to send you to Los Angeles. I believe they're going to play the Angels. What?
I think they make a... Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, Seattle here, then you go there.
Then you go to the Angels, and I think they're back up to Seattle or Oakland or something. They play a little West Coast trip.
Just the mixed match, and I know, obviously, it's a difficult minx trying to negotiate that schedule, but...
It's a difficult minx?
Yes, very tricky. Hey, by the way, Jeff Oberg, big Royals fan out there. Jeff, you want to stop and get a USA Today, because Zach Greinke, big cover story on him in the USA Today.
Duncan Field and Hastings, Daddy, has made the top 100 fields in the country to vote on in Phase 2 of the Frosted Flakes promotion to rebuild and build youth sports fields across the country. So the Hastings Chamber needs you to vote every day until May. You can only vote once a day, so help start rebuilding Duncan Field, the only field in Nebraska to make it to the semifinals. So get your family, your friends, everybody to get out and vote. Go to frostedflakes.com. Click on the button at the bottom of the screen that says Plant a Seed. Click on the Vote Now button. Select Nebraska and click the search button at the bottom. You'll see Duncan Field. Vote on them. It's a lot easier than it sounds. FrostedFlakes.com. Then click on the button that says Plant a Seed and negotiate that till you can vote for Duncan Field. And best of luck. Duncan Field saw the season come to an end for Hastings College Baseball. It was a good weekend, but only one team can advance on, and Hastings got beat out. But how about the Hastings softball team? They are headed to the NAIA National Championships. Congratulations. You now have 13 days off before you play in Decatur, Alabama, Thursday, May 14th.
Nothing wrong with that. They had to win the second game, I believe, in that one.
Yeah, they fell 4-1, came back and beat Morningside 4-1. So
got
the job done.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to the Lady Broncos. UNK baseball team 2-2 over the weekend. They will be the 5th seed in the RMAC tournament and play the host Colorado State Pueblo with Ryan Sheldon. He needs to keep it going one more time. He had another great performance on Friday. He's going to take him on at 8 o'clock at Pueblo on Wednesday night. Now, Daddy, one other couple notes here on the college scene. UNK tennis coach Kent Schultz stepping down. Now, the women begin regional play this weekend in Grand Junction. He will be on through that. The track teams for UNK are out in Alamosa. The men are sitting in first, the women fifth, after a few events in day one. Yesterday, Hastings College track teams each finished fourth over the weekend. 26 Division II schools are at the Central and West Central Men's Golf Regional that is teeing off today at Wilderness Ridge Golf Club in Lincoln. Dick Beecher did a great job to get it here. Teams from Minnesota to Hawaii are in this regional. This is the one that they went to Phoenix for last year, but evidently UNK gets it here, and then they are on the bubble and don't get in. Nice job there. And congratulations to Chris Schroepfer from Fillmore Central. He is your Cornhusker Cup champion for the second time out of Fillmore Central in the 40th annual Cornhusker Trap Shoot this past weekend just outside of Donovan. Fremont was the top team, and Becky Wessel of Stanton was the top lady overall.
That event continues to grow. More and more high school teams getting in yearly.
Would you like to apologize to Steve Anderson? You will when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Honey, why are you digging this hole?
I'm trying to find the bottom of the housing market.
No one can find the bottom of the market.
Oh, wait, got something here.
Congratulations. Tell me, does our sprinkler system think it's a good time to buy? Been waiting for the right time to buy a home? The time may be now. Affordability has improved, and interest rates are still low. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that homeownership is an investment in your future. To learn more about your local market, talk to a realtor. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Markets do vary.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Your business needs customers. MarketingFirepower.info provides the information you need to get those customers. Right now, preview all of the Marketing Firepower information free. We'll even provide a free webinar download that shows you how to be more effective in the Yellow Pages for less. Become a member and receive a free 30-minute consultation to keep your business growing in this recession. I'm Van Coker, and I invite you to change your future at marketingfirepower.info.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast. We'll have partial clearing at times with scattered rain showers and storms developing later today. As we'll kind of have this cold front approaching us from the west, we'll have south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature rebounding into the upper 60s. For tonight, scattered rain showers and storms becoming more numerous with a low near 50 degrees. Currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sean Callahan going to join us on the show tomorrow. Sean is coming to the Tri-Cities this week. We've been telling you all about that. He is going to be at Ball Sports Bar in Grand Island Tuesday, Bullseye Sports Bar in Hastings Wednesday, and in Kearney at Fanatics on Thursday. Go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. All those events are free. He'll be showing spring game, talking about the spring game, showing recruiting footage. If you've seen him before, you know what it's all about. There's a question and answer session. The program, all in all, lasts not more than 90 minutes. The film lasts, or the recruiting stuff lasts about 40. Then he takes your questions for about the same amount of time. And, of course, go out early, get a great meal, enjoy the great food and drink specials at Balls in Grand Island Tuesday. In Hastings, it is an earlier start at 4 on Wednesday afternoon at Bullseye, and then at Fanatics on Thursday evening. So we hope you enjoy that. But, Daddy, what was your biggest complaint about the Kentucky Derby on Friday?
Well, going in the 20 head. I just said I don't think the best horses get in, or okay, the best horses get in, but I don't like the post position some of the horses draw.
And what did Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fawner, say?
You can't have it both ways, because we were not happy about the Bossman having
Let's recap Friday and what happened Saturday in the 135th running of the Kentucky Derby. This goes out to Steve Anderson, our buddy from Fawner Park, and Daddy.
In 2 minutes, racing immortality awaits. They're in the gate.
and they're off in Derby 135.
Well, Steve, you know, I bring up the 20-horse field. Number one, Westside Bernie, doesn't belong. Musket Man, doesn't belong. Advice, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong. Mind That Bird, doesn't belong.
Towards the outside is Summer Bird. Last of the main body of the field is Mr. Hot Stuff. And a long last is Mind That Bird as they go towards the halfway point in the Derby.
I think you can get rid of about 10 of these horses right off the bat.
Now, hold on here, Daddy. You've just been breathing fire down my neck for the last 2.5 weeks about a short field in the Bossaman, and now you want to cut half the entries out of the Kentucky Derby? That doesn't add up in my book.
As the Derby field come towards the quarter pole on the inside, join in the dance to the outside, Pioneer of the Nile, Regal Ransom between rivals, Papa Clem towards the outside, Musket Man is trying to stay on, towards the inside, picking up now, bursting through, Mind That Bird.
Mind That Bird doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
I just think some of these horses, they don't belong. When you've made $150,000 and you're in the greatest race in the world.
I use this analogy. It was in the Arkansas Derby, the first one I ever went to, which was about 16 years ago. Horse by the name of Rockamundo, who couldn't win at Ag Park in Columbus as a 2-year-old, was set off that day at 99-1. Anyway, he wins the Arkansas Derby, pays $212, and that's why they run the race. The rest is history. You never, ever know on any given day. I like the 20-horse field. Bring them all.
Absolute last early. Mind That Bird has skimmed the rail. A brilliant ride by Calvin Burrell. Mind That Bird is going clear in the Derby. Mind That Bird wins the Derby from last to first.
Mind That Bird doesn't belong.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
But it was Calvin Burrell and Mind That Bird who won Derby 135.
Now hold on here, Daddy.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
There you go. Just for Daddy and Steve Anderson, who we always appreciate his time.
Sorry, Steve-O. How? I don't know. But I don't know. I still don't know. Now you're on record as saying he has no chance to win the Preakness or Belmont.
Right. Right. Give me a field in the Preakness. Don't run me 7 or 8 horses. Give me a field. Get out there. Let's get some horse racing because you need to get out there. You have to have a Triple Crown threat to make these next 2 horse races something. We don't have that. We don't have that. What do you think Mind That Bird will go on? There's no at least double digits in the Preakness, even if it's an 8-horse field.
No way.
All right, we'll find out.
One by 6 3/4 length.
How the hell did that happen? Drug test that thing. Hey, we want to thank Wayne Carls from the Big Red Booster Club here in Kearney, and he's helping the Touchdown Club at Nebraska tonight. Holiday Inn, 6 o'clock social. The program at 7. Mike Eckler, former Huskers. John Melton, Milt Tenneper, all going to be on hand. We also want to thank Hastings girls soccer coach Chris Ladwig. Districts get underway this week. Sean Callahan tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!